We're delighted to welcome to the program Chad Mortimer. You know by now, Chad announcing yesterday that he was stepping down as head basketball coach at Hanover Horton. And Chad, thanks for stopping by. I get the feeling this was not a snap decision, was it?
Hey, Greg. Thanks for having me. No, definitely not a snap decision. You know, it's talked about it with my wife and kids and Gary, and you know, it's just something that, you know, got away from this year a little bit and got time to reflect and think and decided, you know, it was time. It wasn't an easy decision. It's bittersweet, but I feel it's the right thing to do.
What are you going to do on those Friday nights now?
I have no idea. It's going to be weird for sure, just because, you know, you basically went straight from playing,
yeah,
you know, to coaching, and I don't know what it's like to have a winter off or anything like that. So it'll be interesting to see how that goes.
Yeah, you've what role did last year play, Chad? All the COVID stuff last year. I know that was a hard one for you.
Yeah, these past 2 years have, you know, been very stressful, filled with anxiety and heartbreak and very emotional, and it definitely played a toll in it for sure. You know, last year's team, it makes me sick to not know, you know, first that they didn't get a chance to, you know, basically show the state that they're one of the best teams in the state and had a great shot to win the championship. And the team was loaded last year.
Yeah. I mean,
you look at all those seniors that we lost, plus, you know, this year's team, they were on that team. You know, they just didn't get a chance because of how good those seniors ahead of them were. So we had an outstanding team that year, and it's tough to know how it makes those players feel, the parents. You know, they were looking forward to, you know, that run too, and it's a tough one to swallow because there is no answer. It is what it is with COVID, and it was affected everybody in the world.
Yeah.
So that's definitely a tough one to take. And then we didn't even know if we'd play this year, you know. And this year, you know, we didn't get going until February.
Mm-hmm.
And then you didn't know if you'd get shut down or if somebody got COVID or a team you play. It was just, you know, walking on eggshells all the way through the season this year. So, yeah, for sure, the last 2 years.
Chad, it had to be frustrating, especially for a veteran coach that has been around as long as you, and I'm sure other veteran coaches. That was frustrating. You couldn't do anything in the summer, and it was crazy, wasn't it?
It was crazy. It was something that, you know, you've never experienced before, anybody. But, yeah, no summer ball. We couldn't have open gyms. We couldn't even get in our gym. You couldn't do four-player work. You couldn't do any things that, you know, get your team ready for the season. So I give this year's team a ton of credit just for, you know, they had to spend time on their own to get mm-hmm. better, whether it was in their driveway or, you know, you couldn't even open the weight rooms to get strong. So it was a different year for sure.
Boy, a lot of highlights, Chad. We'd be here all month talking about them, but probably none better than giving your son that hug after your final game.
Yeah, it was, you know, coaching my own son was something super special, and I'll never forget it. But to get this group to the Breslin Center was a ton of fun. The part that I'll miss the most, and I've said it quite a few times, is the postseason is, you know, the best time of the year, especially when you can make a run and get the community behind you. But to walk off that floor with Connor and it was something I'll always remember. And I guess if you look at it now, a great way to kind of step away.
Sure.
With that moment.
That doggone Flint Beecher. I didn't see the Division Two game, but I saw the Division One game, and Beecher could have beat either one of those teams.
Well, yeah, Beecher, I mean, he played all those top schools every year.
Yeah.
They beat a lot of the teams that were in the Final Four for the Class A and B schools. Beecher played, beat, so that's a tough one, too. I thought our guys did everything they needed to do to compete and beat Beecher, except the ball just wouldn't fall. I mean, if we shoot just an average game, I think we win that. You know, Beecher thrives on turning the other team over,
mm-hmm.
and we only had 10 turnovers. I thought we handled their pressure well. Defensively, we checked them, held them to their lowest scoring of the season. We just missed shots that normally we would make, but, you know, guys don't mean to miss, and sure. I'm not going to let that affect just how special a season it was.
Chad, why so incredibly successful at Hanover? You, let's face it, you had some good players, but you had very few college-type players. I guess Jeremy Feil would be one that got into a Division I, but you had the same, basically the same type of talent everybody else did around here.
Well, you do have to have players, and yeah, we haven't had a lot of Division I's or a few Division II's, a lot of NAIs and Division III's, but so the players, you know, they're the ones that are out there doing it, but there's a lot that goes into it for sure. Coaching, you know, of course, Gary, I can't say enough about him, you know, the dedication that he's given to our program for 22 years. You don't hear about that very much.
Right.
So that's a huge reason why. And then you have to, you know, develop the program at basically kindergarten and all the way through. And it's super important to have parents help out and coach in the off season at the youth level. And we've had some very good ones with that. And then just, I guess, your philosophy of what you want to do offensively and defensively, which, you know, we've always taught team basketball, share the ball, move the ball, create a play for somebody. And then, of course, you can always play defense regardless of what your skill level is on offense. And we defended well, I think, over the years.
Well, no doubt about that. You mentioned Gary Hall. I mean, Gary's been your right-hand man, hasn't he?
Oh, without a doubt, yeah. I'm not sure I would have done it as long as I did if he wasn't around, and it was nice that we were able to kind of step away together, and you know, he's one of my best friends, so it's been fun to do what we've done with a really good friend, so I appreciate everything he's given, and we'll still go to games next winter, and, you know, wherever there's a good game going on, high school or whatever, we'll check it out. But it'll be different.
What advice do you have, Chad, for whoever takes over?
Oh, I haven't even thought about that. You know, they want to have their own, you know, build their own thing, not worry about who was there before them or anything. And Hanover's a great school. Tons of really good athletes in every sport, you know, and there's a lot of, as far as basketball, there's some good grade levels coming up through the system, so it should be in good hands.
Well, you're going to keep teaching, right?
Yep. I've taught 23 years, and you have to get your 30 in teaching to retire, so 7 more.
So you'll be around. Well, fun following your team and your career, Chad.
Oh, man, I still got the tapes from when you were doing our games, Greg. So it's been a blessing to the Jackson community and sports and for many, many years. So we appreciate everything you've done.
Thanks, buddy. Take care.
Yeah. Thanks, you too.
Chad Mortimer.